You're listening to the Podcast Detroit Network. Visit www.podcastdetroit.com for more information.
Good afternoon, ladies and gents, and welcome to your favorite female podcast, Uncut and Unmotherfucking Bothered. It's recording day, and we are back with my lovely co-host. I'm classy ass Ash, Ayo, and ladies, introduce yourself.
It's your girl, Miss D, on the ones and twos. Y'all know I got to be extra. But yeah, go ahead and add me on the gram. Also, I'm a daughter to _ the princess of Arab.
Hi.
Buttercup.
It's your girl, Stuff the Wood, T.
Stuff the Wood. What's up, baby?
What's up? You know, I've been stuffing these woods.
She gonna make that shit stick.
It's gotta stick, baby. Follow me, all handles. Yep, she cold. YUPSHEKOLT.
Mm-hmm. It's always beautiful to come in and record with you ladies on Sunday.
So if you're Buttercup, then do you want to be Bubbles or do you want to be Blossom?
Me, I'm going to be Bubbles.
Okay, fair. So I get to be Blossom?
Which one is Buttercup? Is it the green one?
Yeah,
green one. Girl, the mean one.
You're definitely Buttercup.
You're definitely the mean one.
You're definitely Buttercup.
It just went with my bio. It's the princess of a Buttercup. I mean, the princess of an Arab.
Buttercup.
You
definitely remind me of Bubbles, though.
Yeah, because I'm all happy and bubbly.
That's the blue one.
Yeah.
And you're the red one.
Yeah.
And I'm the green
one.
She's
the boss.
Okay.
Aww. Ash is the boss.
Aww. Yeah. Makes me happy. What's up? What's popping? What's going on?
What's going on, ladies?
Yo, it's December, first of all. This fucking year went January, March, Mother's Day, 4th of July, Merry Christmas.
Right. No, well, I kind of enjoy my Halloween, so you can't skip Halloween.
I'm so sorry. Oh, that's so disrespectful for a witch bitch. That doesn't make any sense at all. I'm sorry. And Halloween. Let's go hexing, bitch.
Not hexing.
But I'm ready for Christmas.
Me too. But before we get there, I got a couple things I need to get off my chest.
I'm listening.
Y'all know how a guy be like, oh, we don't want a broke female. We don't want a female that's always asking for something. Like, niggas can't be leeches too.
All too well. Mm. They feel clean.
Like, I don't even think y'all understand how many niggas just try to get back in the good with me because it's cold. I'm hip to you. You need somewhere to stay. And you can't hibernate over here in my honey hole.
Okay?
I'm hip.
Homeless.
They be leeching off their niggas all while it's warm. You know what I'm saying? Let's go wild. Let's go do this. Let's hit the Nino. Knowing, oh man, I'm hungry. They may think if you a friend like me, you're not gonna let your friend be hungry. So they bouncing from one friend to next friend to get some food. Get high,
right.
Get some drinks.
They man's like, blow that shit.
Right.
Blow that shit.
Over in my crew, you broke if everybody that's next to you is broke too. Okay. If your niggas broke, you broke. Period. You ain't getting no money.
So, and some guys really be like, you know, this my man's. I ain't going to leave him out here stinking because it really do be somebody they done grew up with
that's
and really
true.
Look at like a family. Yeah. But when they man's got a bitch.
And he like, hibernating,
and he hibernating, and you ain't got nowhere to hibernate. So now you looking for somewhere to hibernate? I'm on to you, nigga.
I'm fucking screaming.
I want to. I mean, but have y'all ever had like? I know. I'm gonna say, yeah. Have y'all ever been in a situation where it was like you just knew this nigga didn't want nothing but
somewhere to stay,
or some type of personal gain?
Like, yes.
Definitely.
I feel like it happens more with our generation of men than it used to back in the day. Feel like these niggas got real lazy and they got real laxed to depend on a female.
Yeah. Bit desperate too now. They bitches start getting lonely. So they like,
do.
You know that
they
nigga
like,
just
you know
need
what?
A place to stay.
Just come on.
Definitely.
You just come on. You ain't got nowhere to go. Come over here. And then they be mad when they get their feelings hurt. But you knew what you was getting yourself into. Like a baby ain't gonna change a nigga and make a nigga stay. Nigga, a warm house and a hot plate ain't gonna make a nigga stay either.
No, it's not. It's gonna make him use you.
Period.
And you gonna be sitting here looking dumb.
With your my man know where home is head ass.
Long as he come back home.
Bitch. I hate it. Let me give you a couple tips. If a nigga ever told you to pull up and bring a bottle, don't fuck with that nigga.
Oh, no.
He's a beggar. Mm-mm. He's a fucking beggar. Don't even do it.
The only time I bring stuff to the party is if I feel like it.
Period. Right. Like, I am the president.
Don't ask me to bring shit but myself.
Okay.
in my time.
Please don't, because I'm coming
my
with
my presence is a present.
Girl.
Merry Christmas.
just being honest.
That shit real as hell, though. Niggas be talking about bitches all the time. Oh, bitches begging, bitches always need $40. Nigga, you need $40, too. I see your tank on E. I'm here. I see it. I'm going to ignore it, but I see it, because I'm hungry. So I
which,
want
yo, I only put $5 in at a time, head ass.
Dude, let me tell you, when I was in high school, I went on a date with this guy, and it was, like, my first date with the guy that had a car. I had to be, like 15, I think. And he put up the gas station and put $7 in his tank. And I was in high school, so I was embarrassed then. Like, $7, my nigga? Like, do you just need the other thing? Like, what's about to go on? But I couldn't talk shit because then we went and had a date. Like, we went to Fuddruckers and ate, and this is when Fuddruckers had games. So we had a good-ass time, but I'm like, I know we spent at least $50 at Fuddruckers. So why you put $7 in your tank?
Because we wanted to make sure you had a good time.
And I did.
But see, no, my ex used to do that. Like, he'd be like, you don't need all that gas. Like, where you going? Like, you ain't going to run out of gas. Put what you need to get where you going. And, but me personally, I wouldn't say I fill my tank up, but I'm either putting a half a tank or more.
It's more expensive. You pay more if you put in like a quarter tank.
I don't like the pump gas. I don't like the stop. I really don't like the drive.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Same.
So for me to have to drive somewhere, and then I look up, I need gas, so I got to drive somewhere else again. Mm-mm. And it does. No.
I don't want to stop.
The harmony.
Fill it up and get out my face.
And if I got a nigga, why am I ever pumping gas?
Exactly. Boy, if I'm outside pumping gas while you sitting in the car.
Get out of my car.
Get the fuck out.
And walk.
Get the fuck out.
Because you're already pushing it. Then I got to drive wherever we going.
No.
Number one.
I used to have one of my boos meet me at the gas station. I was like, can you meet me at the gas station? I'm about to get some gas. I don't want to pump it. He's
no,
like,
seriously. Because
yeah.
I don't want
to
do that.
And he meet me here. Same when I used to have to put air in my tire. He meet me at the gas station. I need to put air in my tire. And I'm not getting out.
This type of nigga I need. This type of energy I'm looking for in my life.
He ain't shit, but.
At least he was doing that.
Yeah.
That's why you said one of your boos. Because he was good for
my
that.
Old.
I feel like you got to have a boo for different reasons.
Yeah. Man. And guys don't be understanding why we have so many males. I wouldn't even just say friends. Just so many males in our
lives.
Because you either don't want to do it all or you can't do it all.
Yeah.
Exactly.
And it still all needs to be done.
Okay.
It all needs to be done.
Because I feel like when it comes down to my car, me as a woman, and that's just because I've seen the men in my life do it to their women. They didn't have to put gas in their car. They didn't have to clean their car out. They didn't have to go see about no type of maintenance on their car. They didn't have to go wash their car. They didn't have to do anything that pertains to their car because that's what their men did.
Exactly.
And that's what I want.
That's what I want. That's what I deserve.
Exactly.
And that's what I saw, like, growing up. Like, that's the type of men that I saw. So when I started dating and niggas wasn't doing that shit, I was so confused, like, is it me? No, it's y'all. It's the way y'all fucking, I don't know who raised you.
Right. But this they is mamas, not it. And that's it.
But I'm like, your mama grew up the same generation as my mama. So why your mama wasn't getting the same treatment my mama was?
We had this conversation on one of the old episodes where we were talking about, how growing
women
up,
are sheltered. Men are sheltered.
Men are sheltered and they're enabled.
You're right. Run this shit back and go listen to our old episode. I think it was 3.
Yeah, it might have been
2 or 3. Go back and listen, and we did touch on that.
But yeah, we did touch on that, you know what I'm saying, about how we shelter our young kids, our young boys,
especially
our young men, you know, and that fucked them up, honestly.
They do.
That shit don't work, because at the end of the day, they don't know how to treat a woman because the woman was so busy catering and treating to them. You know what I'm saying? So it's like they don't know how to treat a woman. They only know how to be treated.
You lazy bitch. So I love that. I still need that dick.
We just can't not talk about dick.
I'm sorry, y'all. We're going to do our best this episode to keep the dick talk to a limited. We're going to do our best.
You know, keep
our... have to.
We don't.
We know y'all appreciate it, and we do our best, but we're trying to be more well-rounded. So we're gonna try to get away from dick for at least this. What is 3:13? Let's try to get to
well-round this dick in your mouth.
Okay, we made it through 30 seconds. Not even.
I don't ever want anybody to say anything about me saying this dick,
because you're not helping the cause anymore. Is that?
You're not.
Come on,
you're not.
You're
not
fucking it up. Anyway.
You're not.
What can I say?
It's always a good talking day when I look at you, ladies.
Something about that dick talk just gets me going.
That dick talk, that dick,
Hey. Hey. I don't know how the fuck that I let my dick walk. It's going on day 732. I haven't had sex.
Just kill me now. Just kill me fucking now.
The straw looking kind of nice.
Ooh. The straw, bitch. Stripes on his ass, so he got his pussy tail.
How often do y'all watch porn?
Every day.
Well, I'm not going to say every day, but it's probably like out of a 7-day week, probably like 5 or 6.
Yeah. Okay. That's fair. Because some days I'm really busy. And I mean,
when do you find time to watch porn?
When I wake up in the middle of the night and can't sleep.
As soon as they go to bed.
That's sad. But yeah, like if I'm just laying in the bed in the middle of the night, because y'all know I wake up in the middle of the night. A lot.
You do.
So I sit there for a minute. I try to go back to sleep. And if I can't go back to sleep, I
turn the porn on.
That's
true, I do. My cousin was over my house last night. We were chilling. And I don't even remember how we started talking about it. I don't know how you think this story about to go. But it's not going to be that crazy.
Well, my cousin came over last night and we were chilling.
You think it's about to happen next? We was basically just talking shit or whatever. And she was telling me about like the vibrating panties and how great they are. And I was just like, I'm going to get them bitches and be stupid and wear them bitches to work and be at my desk like, hello, can I speak to you?
This is Ashley.
I'm going to make time to use them because I'm like, when do you need vibrating panties? Always. Any time of a day.
I mean, it depends how, where's the vibrate? Is it right?
Like, right there. On your clitoris.
Might be nice.
You always can wear it to your man's family function and let him control it. I remember I seen this one video on social media, and they were out with his mom, and she just kept jumping. And she was like, "What is wrong with you?" The mom asked the girlfriend, "What is wrong with you?" And she was like, "Oh, nothing." And he had put it on again.
That's the kind of date I want to go on.
And then the mom was like, "What is that buzzing noise?" And then they finally came out and they told her what it was.
I bet she cracked the fuck up.
Yeah, she
my mom would be mad as a motherfucker. She's like, "You always doing shit. You don't got no business."
I don't know how my mom would react to it though.
Like, you nasty.
Mm-hmm. She already probably. I know my mama know I'm nasty.
That's why she won't listen to our podcast. She I haven't listened. So okay,
I'm
girl.
Not even gonna even
okay.
Tell my mama.
Tidbit, that's all I'm saying.
Mm-hmm. We can't stop talking about dick.
We're gonna try.
I can't. I even got dick on my mind right now.
So have y'all made a dick appointment before?
Yeah, of course. All my dick appointments be appointments.
You don't get no random dick, huh?
You don't get no random dick.
You don't take no walk-in dick?
Nah.
No, I don't either, though. Mm-mm. I mean.
Can they come in through the back door?
I can't
go
say.
Go ahead.
I can't say. Saeed, he used to just randomly pop up on me.
Is she dropping names? Where's the bell?
Oh, she's serious. I don't understand, because we hear this name all day, but I ain't never heard D drop no name on here.
But yes, I did. My booty man.
You dropped his fake name.
You dropped his fake name.
I did both. Go back and listen to the episode. But anyway, he used to just pop up on me like random in the middle of the day. I never forget this one time. I'm in my yard. I'm cleaning up my yard. You know how you do your little yardly dudes. And all I see is this motherfucking white little truck pull up. I automatically knew who it was. It was his work truck. And I'm like, why would you just pop up on my house like that? Like, I don't pop up on you. Don't pop up on me. And he was like, oh, no, I just had to use the bathroom. Nigga.
Niggas use the bathroom anywhere.
Anywhere.
So no, legit. Niggas I'm use like, the bathroom on the side of the road. Nigga.
I used to hate that
I'm
shit.
Like, nigga.
Don't just so be I'm pissing. Like, put your dick in your pants.
No, so I'm like, all right, go. Well, you can go use the bathroom. I'm going to just sit out here and I'm going to continue to clean my yard.
Period.
My phone gets ringing. Hey, bring your ass in here. This nigga's laying butt ass naked across my bed.
I thought you just had to go to the bathroom.
That's what I said.
Did you even have to go to the
bathroom? Did you even have to go to the bathroom?
Was it all a lie?
I said, I've been cleaning the yard. I'm sweaty. I'm probably, you know what I'm saying?
Go ahead and get that little musty thing out.
No, I did happen to shower and get on that dick, though. I did.
That was random dick.
It was random.
That's random dick. That's the walk-in appointment.
Yeah, but that's only happened once.
I just have to. I have to do things like I got to get ready, dog. Like,
you need prep time.
I need prep time. I wax now. Shout out to D. But like, I used to shave, and you know your pussy hair grow back in like 2 seconds. So like, if I knew the dick was coming, I would have to shave. I obviously have to take a shower just off GP. I had to like change my sheets and shit. Mm-hmm. Like the other thing is, I didn't really, when I was taking in dick appointments, I would go to their house. I didn't really have people coming to my house. So I'm kind of lying because all of that shit is shit that I would do for my in-house dick. Like, if I knew he was, like, getting off work or something, I know I'd prep and everything, change the sheet just because I want everything to be fresh and nice. But, like, in my actual, like, dick appointment days, I was going over there. So I did have to do stuff for myself, but, like, the sheets, the house wasn't so much of the thing, but it was just, like, getting my body ready. I also had to take a shit. If I know it's dick on the floor, I got to take a shit because I get nervous and my stomach gets to bubbling and shit, and I don't want to fart. So, like, that's going to kill the mood. So
kills the mood.
I don't even like having to pee at a nigga house. Like, I want to take care of everything. Like, I mean, you can only do so much, but like, I want to take care. I don't really want to have to go to the bathroom at all. Once I get to your house, I want you to think I'm like a Barbie doll. Mm-hmm. I don't even have
like
a
packaged
bladder.
Ready to go.
You know what I mean? Like, this, there's nothing comes out of this bitch but cream.
Say you're supposed to pee after sex. Mm-hmm. Or totally. You'll get a UTI.
Yeah, wash all that shit out.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But I used to be embarrassed to pee at guys' house.
Me too. But I would have to. Just because you have to.
Why?
You
have to.
Because you
don't know.
UTI. Like, the shit, it's just too much friction.
Why were you embarrassed to pee?
I don't know.
I just never wanted guys to think about me as a human. I just wanted to be a sex toy. Yeah,
like, I'm a little princess.
Just make it interesting and pee on him.
Okay, that's the shit I'm talking about. This is why we miss our Randy, dog. Where you been? I missed you.
Exactly.
Ain't nobody doing like Randy.
Pee on him.
The fucking best engineer. If your engineer not Randy, I don't really know what your show about.
Right. Or just pee on him. With dick appointments, you do have to get prepared, though. Like, even if they're coming to your house or you going to their house, like she said, you have to shave. You gotta make sure that little pussy clean. You gotta make sure
you smell good.
Do y'all use baby powder?
On my pussy? No, I want a powdery pussy.
Powdery pussy.
I'm about to say, how old are you?
I do use. You irritating. No, I don't use.
You said dabbing that pussy.
You like.
let me powder my clit.
He take her panties off. That shit like.
You irritating. But no, I do use some type. I wouldn't say lotion. But now that I've been using the Skincity, if I do use that, I put it like when I get done shaving, I'll put it on there, like on the lips, but not like in the inside.
Shout out.
Or I use some type of
Shout out to Skincity.
Right, Skincity.
If you ain't shopping, I'm sorry. I have to take the opportunity. If you have not shopped, Skincity.com, today is the day to go on. You can follow Skincity on IG and Facebook. Hit us up. We have a full website. Or you can DM me if you're trying to smell good. Full body butter, scrubs coming soon, soy candles. The line is popping. This is my business. So, consider this an advertisement.
That motherfucking buttercream dream.
Tell them what it did, ladies. Tell them what it did.
Listen, I remember when she first started. She was like, "Oh, I made some body butters." I was like, "Oh yeah, let me get that buttercream." Didn't know nothing about it, I bought it. I was like, "Oh okay," I put it on. No, I waited till I got home. Mm-hmm. I took a shower, put it on. My little boo came over. He was like, "Oh, you smell like an unbaked cake." And I was like, "You're right." I couldn't figure out what that smell was. And I got my ass ate. That same day.
Don't ever say I didn't do anything.
And I was like, "Oh my God, I need more of this." And that's the only one I use.
Yeah.
I don't use no other kind, no other flavor. Same. I don't even care what they smell like. Like, no offense to her, but it's just like that buttercream dream.
That's that shit. That's
shout
that
out shit. To me. I named it too. Duh. But that that buttercream dream, that shit is just like, that's all I need.
I had a similar experience. Like, I had that shit on. Me and this nigga was fucking. He took his dick out, got to eat my pussy from the back, put that shit back in, kept fucking. I was do it then, daddy.
Come fuck
with it. Smell that
bitch.
Cake.
Y'all know.
Come eat.
I ain't even really on terms with you right now, but I've been coming up with my masculine sense. This nigga had on Cuban. Baby girl. That nigga walked past me and I looked. I said, nah, bitch, you're not doing it right now. I said, well, maybe just a little bit. Like, nah. That shit. Niggas, I got something for you. Hit me up.
Yeah, nah, that shit's the truth, though.
Get on that shit.
But yeah, back to the prep for the dick appointment. That's, you know what I'm saying? You just got to make, like, you will go out. Make yourself presentable to the nigga. Like, don't just be like, oh, yeah, I'm here.
Pussy here.
That's all I got. No, like, you gotta, when in the turn, dress it up and make it real for him. Don't even just mean, like, oh, you gotta go put on the best of your lingerie. And, you know what I'm saying?
Just gotta smell good
for the nigga.
Like,
you know?
I feel like when I open my legs, you should get a whiff of whatever perfume, whatever lotion. You should just be like, is that flower bomb? Like, whatever.
Yeah.
You should just smell that. As soon as I open my legs, you should just know, like, this
and,
vagina,
like,
is
you
ready.
Just, you can make sure your hair is nice. You know what I'm saying? Just be appealing to his eye. Like,
I don't suggest putting on makeup.
No.
I don't
but
understand
I have.
That.
I have.
You have? Mm-hmm. You're just going to get maybe a little, like, a light waterline.
I didn't
need
a full face.
A full bitch.
That's
for
because
what?
I wouldn't say every time I put on lingerie, I do a full face.
Okay.
But when I put on lingerie, I just want to be in bad bitch character.
Okay.
Every time I put on lingerie, I have to wear heels. Mm. That's a confession.
Do you fuck in your heels?
Sometimes.
I talk about it, bitch. But no, for real. Like, I just feel like I'm in lingerie. I need to be in bad bitch form. So let me go ahead.
But you got that Morphe setting spray, too.
Put my face
on. So your face don't move. Once you put that bitch on and spray, you good.
Yeah. No, I want to say all that.
Oh, no. You sweat that bitch off?
I wouldn't say I sweat it off, but I might rub it in the pillows.
Yeah. She definitely gets on the pillows.
Yeah, right. I mean, that's cool. But you gotta, like you said, you want to look real nice for him. Mm-hmm. And especially if you want him to do that body right.
Because
if you looking good and you smelling good for a nigga, he gonna take his time. He gonna caress you. He like, you real delicate. But if you just like, here, all I got for you is pussy, that nigga gonna try to tear your little walls down.
Yeah. Because all you got for me is pussy.
That's all you got for me. Mm-hmm. You're not showing me your soft side. You showing me, hey, nigga,
I came for some dick.
I came for this dick. Give it to me.
And I'm gonna give it to you, since that's what you want.
Mm-hmm.
You want it? Take it. Here you go.
Yeah, I ain't gonna lie. I've been fiending for some affection, like in the long way. You know what I'm talking about?
Talk about the long way.
You know what I'm talking about? Like when you lick my body from up and down.
Mm-hmm. Talk about it.
My thing is, like, if I'm getting that dick, do I gotta buy it a present? Like, it's Christmas time. How long do I have to be? And what are the terms? What are the terms of our situation? Like, do situationships get presents? Or we got to be in a relationship?
See, so I feel like it should be a price limit on it. Like,
okay, what's your price limit?
Like, you can get a present.
$15.
No, you can get a present, but it's for sure going to be under the 50 ball.
I was going to say, you should definitely discuss, are we exchanging gifts?
Okay, yeah. You yes. talk about it.
Yeah,
okay,
yes.
So it's a conversation.
So I just dropped a little hint, like, yeah, you know, I want this new...
I like that.
But it's not expensive, you know?
I like
it's
that.
Just a thoughtful gift
yeah,
that I want.
That's how I am.
But, yeah.
This is something
don't
I was looking at.
I try not to be expensive.
I don't like to get
But
gifts.
The stuff that I want...
It's expensive. That's why I'm like, I mean, all the stuff that I would ask for is like, I mean, it's shit that I could buy myself.
Right. So but I'm it's like little, I want, it's like little stuff I would need. Mm-hmm. Like, you know what I'm saying?
That's
like,
nice.
Like, say for instance, like, I really want this UGG comforter. You know what I'm saying? Nice but comforter. I need a comforter. Like, you know what I'm saying? You need nice. Bed clothes and stuff like that. Yeah. But it's just the type of stuff that I want. That's just, that's the type of stuff that I like. Mm-hmm. You know, this comforter is over $100.
Yeah.
Which, but
I mean,
I
in the scheme of things, it's not like, I don't know. I don't feel like $100 is that much.
It's not. But when you just like, talking to somebody, like, that's considered expensive. Because you said, like you said, it shouldn't be
under
50. It should be under 50.
I'm with that.
But no.
But I'm more into, well, as far as gift giving, because I don't, well, for one, because I'm fucking broke. I don't got money like that. But I don't want to, I'm not going to give you something that's super expensive, but I'll give you something that's super sentimental. Like,
yeah.
I'll give you some shit that makes you feel all warm and fuzzy inside. Like, I will listen to you and hear the things that you like. And it might be something small. It might be something bigger. It might be more than $50. I'm not saying, like, oh, you only going to get a $10 gift out of me. But it's going to be something that, like, you get it and you like, damn. Like, you really was paying attention.
I tried that
that's
with
the
a nigga.
Type of shit I be doing. They don't appreciate it.
I tried that with a nigga.
They don't appreciate it.
Men don't appreciate it. Like,
they don't
women
give a fuck.
Do.
They're
this,
like, I wanted some Tim's.
This
what the fuck is this?
This was was when Champion, like, people just started back wearing Champion. So it was like they didn't know if they wanted to continue with the little C's or the big C's, mm-hmm. you know what I'm saying, and stuff like that. Like, they were really just trying out their brand. Mm-hmm. So it was Sweetie's Day. I bought this. I've been knowing the guy for years before we even started even looking at each other or trying to date each other like that. And he was telling me about how his daddy had bought him this Champion hoodie, mm-hmm. and how, like, his dad was he used to fix on cars in their yard or whatever. And somehow, some way, it got really, really oily. He only had worn it, like, maybe once or twice. And he had to get thawed out because it got messed up.
Yeah.
So, like you said, I sat and I listened to him tell me that story. And I went and I bought him a Champion hoodie. You know, just the thought about it. And the nigga
let me down. I was disappointed.
I was very disappointed. So, it was like, I'm like, fuck these niggas.
You don't buy gifts no more? Shit. I'm just skeptical.
What was the last gift I bought?
I don't really buy holiday gifts. I just buy shit.
And I can't even tell you what's the last gift I actually bought a guy.
Think about, like,
birthdays.
I'm not big on gifts on days. I'm big on just, like, I bought you this because I was thinking about you. Mm-hmm. I'm not really the type of person to be like, it's your birthday. I fuck around not get you a gift on your birthday and show up 2 weeks later with some shit you wanted. Just like, oh, yeah, I was thinking about you and I was in the store and I grabbed this for you. Like, that's the type of girl I am. Mm-hmm.
I can't
tell. Which people don't really like, but oh, well.
I couldn't tell you when the last time I bought a guy something. I'm really trying to think. Like, I'm really bummed out over here about it that I can't remember.
Niggas don't be appreciated.
I mean, I buy niggas food. That's it. Mm.
That's I for sure like used to buy Christmas gifts and shit like that for my man.
For my man.
I bought my man 2 North Face hoodies last year.
Aww. And can you buy me one?
No. The only man I consistently buy a gift for, like, holidays is my daddy. I make sure my daddy get a gift every year on his Father's Day, his birthday, and Christmas.
Me too.
That's it.
My daddy loved cologne.
My dad does. But he only like one cologne. He like this one polo cologne. That's all he wear. He was like, I went to McDonald's one time. This story is 10 years old. I went to McDonald's one time, and the girl in the drive-thru was like, what you got on? And I was like, oh, she liked that. So he was like, I like that cologne. I'm like, because one bitch at McDonald's told you she likes it? That's your scent now? All right. You like it. I love it, Dad. I don't know what to tell you.
No, my daddy told me a crazy-ass story. He said this lady walked up to him in the store one time and was like, I'm sorry. I know you get this all the time, but are you Denzel Washington?
Shut the fuck up.
Shut the fuck out my face, bitch. If I was Denzel, you think I'd be in this motherfucking Sam's Club?
My mama said, I know you get this all the time.
Mom was
no,
for
real.
She like,
bitch, if you don't get the fuck out my husband's face, I'll beat your ass.
No, fucking really, because you see me standing here.
My daddy don't look shit like Denzel. Don't look,
I've seen him. He doesn't.
Don't look shit
bless
like
this. Bless his handsome heart, but not nothing like Denzel. No.
She was white. Yes. You know they feel like we all look alike.
They all look like Denzel.
Are you Will Smith? Like, fucking, man.
How you gonna ask Will Smith if he look like Denzel?
No. That shit was too funny. Like, not you get this all the time.
Like, what a beautiful chocolate man.
No fucking really. Cause no, girl, who got time?
These hoes be trying it.
They do be trying it.
Old hoes too. Let's not act like y'all not out here 50 still trying to pop that thing. I know. I'll see you, baby.
Cause I'm gonna be 50 trying to pop this motherfucker.
No, you not.
Yes,
bitch,
I am.
Gonna lock at 40. I'm not married on my 40th birthday. I'm gonna lock you down. Me and old vibes gonna go out. We gonna go out together. That's it.
I'm gonna give niggas my ass a chance, but if they ain't keeping up with me,
I don't even really check.
Oh
my god!
Somebody put a leash on that motherfucker.
That pussy just gross. Spit start.
You ain't even gonna have to do that.
Spit start.
Mm-mm. He's already wet.
Yeah.
Oh shit.
My grandma told me when I was younger, I was like, baby, all you gotta do is just drink water. And like,
eat your fruits.
It's gonna fruits always work. Water. It's gonna always work. Just drink your water.
Baby. It's too hard.
That was my grandma, that was my real nigga. I don't think y'all understand. Like, that was my real nigga. You know how they be like, your daddy be your first love? That was my grandma. Like, my grandma didn't let me miss out on shit. Like, nothing. Like, she taught me how it was to be a woman. She taught me how it is to be treated by a man. Like, you know what I'm saying? Because my grandma, she was married twice. And she was like, I left my first husband because he wasn't treating me right. And I got my second husband and he wasn't treating me right, but I'm a widow. Mm.
She just stuck it through.
But I'm a widow. She said, but I'm a widow.
Oh, never mind, grandma. I get it. I hear you. All right. I'm going to act right because you're not fucking playing.
But I'm a widow.
You're not fucking playing around.
I said, okay. Mm-hmm. And she said, so before you become a widow, baby, you make sure that man treats you right.
Girl.
And she said, it's not nothing wrong with being married more than once. Hell, more than twice. As long as you are happy and you find true happiness, do what makes you happy.
That shit scared me. Because people switch up on you, dog. Yeah,
they do.
You can be, like, there's no right way.
And that was one thing
way.
That she did teach me, though. She said, no one person is going to stay the same.
That's what I'm saying.
Everybody changes. You're not even going to stay the same.
Seriously.
You're going to change. So you're going
to
expect.
How can you dedicate your life to somebody? They're going
to
change.
She said, you just got to be able to adapt to change. You know what I'm saying? If some people change for the better, some people change for the worse. It's all about you as a person. And if you're going to stick it out, then that's what you do.
Do you know what I'm more scared of? Myself changing and you staying the same.
Mm-hmm.
That's honestly what I'm. Yes. That's what I fear is my evolution. You're the same person I met, you know, when I was 25. Like,
right.
But we're 50 now. Like,
or I'm changing for the good and you changing for the bad, right. For the worst, you know, and it's not right.
That's scary. Marriage is fucking scary, dude.
But I do want to be married.
I do. But it's fucking terrifying.
Jeez. And I said that I want to know somebody 10 years before we get married.
Oh, I wouldn't even. I wouldn't say 10 years.
I would say that at 15, but bitch, I'm there.
I wouldn't say 10 years, but I will say I really want to know my mate before we start talking about marriage and having kids. Because shit, I want to be married before I start having kids.
I feel you.
I just feel like if we've been together for 10 years. Then we for sure can we can do this forever.
You common law married by 7.
That's awesome. Michigan don't got common law.
But
you are. I hear what you're saying.
I hear what
people
saying
change.
Too.
I did that. I was with somebody 7 years and niggas switched up on me. Not even switched up on me. I changed, they didn't. That's why I said
that's
my fear.
Different though, because we're still at an age where we're
so much change is happening.
We're maturing.
That's true.
Maturing and like changing as a person is
I will give
different. Because there's change that happens when you're 39. To when you 49.
That's true.
Yeah, that's different kind of change than when you 15
to, when
to 25.
We expect growth.
Can
from
I tell y'all my biggest fear?
What?
Is
spiders?
No. Being how I am now, and then when I turn 40, be like, oh, glory to God. Just become so, so religious. Like, don't get
so
me wrong.
Like,
I believe
so
in God and,
like
the, and all that good stuff. You know, I'm a God-fearing woman. But I just don't want to just be like, oh, switch up. And that's all my life is about.
I mean, I talk to God, though. Like even now, like I feel like I'm very spiritual. But I talk to God like I talk to y'all. Like, yo, shit is fucked up. I'm stressed. I need something to pop. Lord, what do you want me to do? Like, that's literally, like, no cap. That's how I talk.
Like,
when I'm
modern-day religion.
Yeah. Like, yeah. That's why I like Chance the Rapper so much. Because he's like, I'm God-fearing, but nigga, you got me fucked up. Like,
yeah.
That type of shit is
I
how I really
I just feel like you talk to him how you want to talk to him. That's y'all
real.
Language.
God said come as you are. Mm-hmm. He didn't tell you to come with bells and whistles. He didn't tell you
that's
to
y'all language
hooping and hollering
because he made you who how you are, you
exactly.
Know what I'm saying? And just
he
because I'm
heart.
Talking to him, I gotta be like, okay,
Lord,
you know, look like no, you
like, that's
you
not even
he's
real.
Accepting me for who I am because this is how he made me, so
exactly.
I'm gonna kick it to him, like, even if I be like, what's up, my G? Mm-hmm. You feel me? Mm-hmm. Ain't really popping like I wanted to pop.
Exactly.
Show me a sign, please.
What do I need to do? Because
you my dog.
Because
you my dog.
Period.
You know what I'm saying? You my main man. Mm-hmm. But I need something to pop. Like,
bro, you going to stop calling God your main man.
No,
that's
I'm
my,
not.
No, that's my main
no,
man.
No, I'm not.
That's my main man.
I say what I said.
Somebody say, don't cuss at God. I ain't going to cuss at him.
No,
but
he know my heart. Why am I lying to God? Like, he don't know what I'm talking about anyway.
Right.
Come on now.
Right.
Keep it real.
Right.
With me.
Like mm-hmm. I said, that's my main man. That's my G.
Okay,
I feel like I should be able to talk to him how I would want to because, like I said, he made me who I am. Mm-hmm. If he didn't want me to be this way, he wouldn't have made me this way. He would have made me any way he wanted me to be.
Preach, baby.
But he made me the way I am. So I'm not going to sugarcoat nothing or be fake with him and be something that I'm not.
When I got to do that with so many people. Why am I doing that with God? Why
don't,
am I even talking to
don't
God?
Don't think
if I that
God
that?
Made you this way and he didn't want you to grow and change.
But
and
I'm
be
talking
a better
to
person.
Him about how to grow.
Yeah, but that to just be like, oh, like, that's just my life now. I fear that because I feel like. Don't get me wrong. A lot of people that is that way now live their life in nothing but sin.
That's why like, that's why, that's okay, my opinion. I feel like that's why millennials have strayed away from church and religion, mm-hmm. is because you have all these false prophets standing in your pulpit teaching you to not lie, style, kill, lie, kill, steal, and destroy. Mm-hmm. But you over here sleeping with your first, not your first lady, with your treasurer. Right. You fucking on a treasurer.
It's a lot of hypocrites.
So why am I listening to this message?
It's a lot of hypocrites in the church. Exactly. Instead of just saying, okay, look, here y'all is. Mm-hmm. This is how y'all are. We're going to accept y'all.
Exactly.
We're not going to tell you like, oh, this is how you should live your life and that. No, we're going to guide you and let you know this is the path that God wanted you to go, but still be yourself. You know, not, oh, you should be this way, you know, walk and talk this way and do this and everything that come out of your mouth should be God this and God that. Like, exactly. No, like, don't get me wrong. I'm not afraid to talk to him amongst my friends. That's never the case.
Yeah.
But I want to talk to him like I want to talk to him.
And I want to be real about what life is, because life is hard. It's a lot of shit going on. So if you expect me to come in here holy and sanctified and I'm stressed the fuck out, that's not fair. And that's why we don't go to church. That's why we don't listen to those messages, because it's fake.
Because they'd be the same lady that was in her early 20s, mid 20s, going on 30 on a stripper pole in the pulpit talking about some, oh, thank you, praise the Lord, praise the Lord.
Now, and that's where I disagree, because the message is not from the person. The message is from God.
Yeah, but it's just saying, like, a lot of
just
people,
because she's the one delivering the message does not make the message untrue.
Yeah, I'm not saying that it is untrue, but it's just like, how you gonna sit up here and tell me, oh, every word that come out my mouth should be God this, God that, at my age, when at my age you was doing handstands on a fucking stripper pole.
And I still think it comes back to the same exact thing.
Like, it's just like,
Shoot the messenger.
But this is the thing. God is love. So when you're teaching a message condemning strippers and prostitutes and drug dealers and murderers.
And shaming
that's
them.
That's not coming from a place of
when
love.
When you used to be the same way.
That's coming from your flesh. So I grew up Baptist. Literally, my cousin is a damn pastor. Grew up in the church with him. So when I speak, I'm not speaking from just like what I've seen or read or heard. I have been in the church since I was born and stayed in the church. So when this is a full knowledge. Like, those messages, you cannot sit here and condemn people for where they are because you've overcome your demons and say that you're coming from a place of God, or this is what God has sent you as a message. God speaks in love. God does not speak in judgment. He doesn't speak in hate. He doesn't speak in contempt. So you can't come at me and be like, now I'm not saying that doesn't mean you're doing wrong and it's time to change. But that, you do this, you do that. How you gonna do that? Your father gave you all these, but like, that is not a message from God. And so when pastors call themselves speaking in terms of the Lord, but they're speaking from their flesh is my problem. And that's why I'd be like, man,
or like
I'm
when they shame homophobics and show so much hate towards homophobics.
Right.
God didn't show no hate towards nobody. Mm-hmm. You love everybody equally. That's what he stood for. Like, no matter what, you honor thy brother, thy mother, thy neighbor, thy sister. You honor everybody and you show them respect.
And show them respect. These pastors, show them love.
Did y'all
and
see when a pastor just put the gay boy out of the church because he came in dressed as a transgender? What happened to God said, come as you are? If I want to come in there in the outfit that I had on from Saturday night, smelling like Hennessy, I should be able to do that, because it might have been something that triggered me in my mind
to come to
from
church.
That, from me having a wild night to
I need to go.
I need to go to church.
I need
and
to go.
Whatever it is, it wasn't going to stop me from getting there. So I may not would have washed my ass. You know what I'm saying? I might not would have did that. I was like, let me get up and go to church because I did some sinning that I shouldn't be doing and I need to repent my sins.
I need to
so
get
I'm about to go
dad.
To church. Yeah. And I'm going to go as I am, as I should. But they don't do that now. They really look at you like, you don't come in the church in the same clothes you had on last night. Mm-hmm. That shouldn't even be your worries.
Yes, Mary, because I was fucking, but now I'm trying to come back to God.
Yeah, like,
shit.
Like, that shouldn't be your worries, though, because
shit,
at the end of the day.
I'm stressed out about to go fuck some more. I don't even know what to do. I gotta go smoke. You're stressing me, Mary.
But at
shit.
The end of the day, I came here to do what I was supposed to do, and that was.
And you didn't accept
me. And you didn't accept me how I am.
In your human
And now I got to sit up here and look at you with your face turned up at me. That ain't what I came here for. I came here to get the word of the Lord and go home.
This is what I'm saying.
I didn't came up here to get your sad looks and your
What is baby girl's name? The messages that you sent me. What is her name?
Makiya or something. Think her name is Makiya Kenner.
Give a shout out to her. She, if you don't, if you're not ready to go back to church, if you're not ready to get back in your word, at very least, go find sis on IG.
Yeah,
and get those messages.
Because I'm not even gonna lie, I ain't even gonna tell y'all. Mm-hmm. I don't even know when I'm gonna get back in the church, but I know I am gonna get back in church. I just don't know when. Mm-hmm. But
at very least,
I am signed up with her like little daily messages, and she did this No Negative November thing for the whole month of November. And it actually it helped me.
Yeah.
It put me in a positive mind state.
Definitely.
On some days. You know what I'm saying? I would get up, I would go take a shower, but I would be listening to the three scriptures she would send us.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? And she sent you little inspirational messages throughout the day. And a lot of the times when she send them, I'd be like, damn. How you know I needed to hear that right then and there?
Right.
Girl, she was sending me. You can DM us if you want more information on how to get in contact with her. When we did our event.
When we did the homeless.
The event with Detroit Entrepreneurs, Billionaire by Confidence affiliated at COTS. It was amazing. We didn't get to talk about that. We made 30 care packages for the ladies that we were servicing. Just, you know, little tidbits that y'all don't even think about. But stuff that you don't even understand how much is necessary. And it costs. I was looking at them costs like, dang, like this shit costs. It costs. But we did it. It was great.
We don't even think about it, though, because like we look at it as like, oh, it's a necessity for us. We need it. Let's go ahead and just get it. But when you're actually buying something for somebody else, that's when you actually look at the price and you're like,
shit, socks is expensive as shit. Mm-hmm. But it was necessary. It was an amazing event. Shout out again, Detroit Entrepreneurs, Billionaire by Confidence.
She was the one who actually said the prayer.
That's what I was getting at. She did the prayer. Honey. Go on Detroit Entrepreneurs Instagram page and they have a video of her prayer. And if you just want to get moved real quick, go look.
It was a word, though.
Go look. It was a word. It was for sure a word.
Something that stuck out to me. And I, from there on, from that day forward, it's going to always stick with me. She said, what you are in your now is not going to be, you're not going to be stuck. You know what I'm saying? Basically, what she was saying is just like, oh, the position that you're in right now is you're not going to be in
for
the rest of your life. This is not the end, you know. Yeah. Just keep pushing, keep moving forward, and you're going to keep getting better.
Yeah, baby's ordained for sure. Shout out to her.
Yeah, no. I like her. She, I like the she's, because and don't get me wrong, I think she is a pastor.
Is she?
I think so.
Okay.
But she's modernized, you know what I'm saying? I guess we can relate to her because she's in our age group.
Do you hit it up? Never mind. I'll tell you later. But no, I agree. She definitely is. Yeah. She's definitely somebody that you can relate to. Someone that you can go talk to. You know, only talk to her for a moment. I don't even know, girl, but I can definitely tell that if you need somebody to reach out to, that's somebody
that
will be
talk
worth
to
it.
You. Yeah. Like, don't be shy. Mm-hmm. But I follow her on IG and the whole D Brown situation with him. I felt just like her. She said, "Lord D Brown, you know what? I'm doing a prayer call at 10:45." And I felt that because
What is happening? Can we just all right.
I get that everybody needs love too.
Back to dicks.
I get that everybody needs love too. But baby, that one love, you was making some money and you
did you see? I know you saw Sada posting that bitch, posting that other girl, and then get back on Instagram and be like, I don't give a fuck. She should have looked like the bitch.
Like, how you going to get mad at me because I look like somebody?
But that I feel so bad for that girl because I'm like, is it her?
It wasn't.
It wasn't her?
No. I know somebody that know the girl personally and they was like, that's not her. For one, she don't have the tattoo on her back.
Oh, well, that's it. I don't have a tattoo.
So, yeah, no.
I want to know who it is.
I do, too. Because, bitch, you nasty.
She better
not
go back.
And we was just in motherfucking Pantheon last Sunday. And I'm like,
sorry, I don't know what you guys are talking about.
So you didn't see D. Brown get hand at Pantheon?
On the security camera? No. And he look up at the camera like.
Who is D. Brown?
Some boy. Don't do it, D. They gonna cancel us. He's mentally
special
challenged.
Needs.
Yeah.
Oh, he was getting domed up in Pantheon.
His birthday was this weekend, and I don't know why people glorify or I wouldn't even say glorified, but I just feel like they talk about him in a laughing, in a joking matter, and it's not cool to me.
They treat him like Ice JJ Fish. That's what it reminds me of.
50 Tyson.
Exactly. This nigga, like, it's just a joke. They're or making a joke of
the
him.
D's Nuts nigga. That's how they treat him.
That's exactly. Have you seen the video? She's very beautiful to me. Like, that shit. Like, it's funny because you look stupid.
Yeah.
But he got a lot of clout off of it. Well, not clout, but, like, a lot of popularity.
Don't get me wrong. He been popular. He been had clout. But it's just like, would y'all just stop making this
because he don't even know. Or maybe he do know. I don't know what he knows. But I'm like, do he know that he's the joke? He's not a part of the joke?
No. A lot of the times, I just feel like, no, he doesn't know he's part of the
joke. And that's why
it's
not funny.
I just feel like he's doing it and continue to do it because it gets him attention.
Yeah.
You know, I don't think he knows, like, yeah, people are laughing at you because you look stupid.
But that's just like them girls, them twins who used to be kissing and shit. Not them. It's two girls from Detroit. They two regular ass. You know what I'm talking about, though. The girls who had the picture licking each other's tongues. It was two. They're twins, and they got a picture.
I know the Claremont twins do that shit.
Nasty-ass fucking Insta shit. But they do it because it's like, it made them popular. That picture went viral, and then they had all this clout. The girls regular as fuck, basic. You wouldn't look twice in the liquor store. But they got this clout off this picture, and they always do all this, like, freaky incest-style shit. Talk about, and then we'll get on live and be like, oh, me and my sister don't even like each other, but you're just licking each other's fucking tongues. Like, people will do crazy shit in the name of social media and
y'all
popularity.
Y'all ever watch Two Girls, One Cup?
Okay, let's not.
No. We're not. We're going to leave that in 2006.
That's not.
Randy said it all. We're going to leave that in 2006.
Right.
Because we don't fucking need it here. Exactly. That shit.
So
died
you keep that shit.
Then.
All right.
And I did, just to answer the question. Yeah, I did watch too. It for the sake of it.
They put that shit on the ice cream cone.
Literally. Or what about y'all? Remember that one video of the girl? He's like sitting on the toilet. on the toilet. And I was like, and flush.
Where's the chapstick?
Okay.
All right. That's enough.
We've gotten off topic.
Yeah. But now the whole situation with D Brown, I feel like it's sad.
It is. It's stuff.
But
I'm glad he got some hair.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Does that make okay? So if you ain't had your first piece of pussy, if a guy has never had his first piece of pussy but he get head, is he considered not a virgin no more?
No, he's still a virgin, bro. We talked about this.
Yeah. Okay,
y'all keep trying to make men cheat, and no, men can't take their own virginities. Head but, doesn't count as losing your virginity.
So do y'all think he's the virgin?
Because them those mentally challenged girls be freaky as hell. They be out here.
I mean. It's not that hard to get pussy anymore.
In high school, I would aid the special needs class, and them girls is freaky. Them girls
them
is fucking.
Them hoes is more freaky than the regular
They was
hoes.
Fucking, okay? Let's not get it wrong.
Yeah, they was
were
fucking,
for sure
fucking.
So okay. They were fucking each other.
I was just asking.
And clearly he's fucking everybody. Well, not everybody, but he's fucking her. He might have fucked her. I don't know.
I don't think so. I think she just got the head. Nah.
Baby girl was doing tongue tricks. She was flipping her hair around. She was doing that shit like he was.
And he looked like the way she was sucking his dick, it was like
she was fucking. Yeah,
he was little
shrimp. Yeah, I'm gonna let you see the video when we.
I don't want to see it. I don't want to see his dick. I know it's
small. No. You don't see the dick. You just see her moving.
I saw the video. She was just going crazy on that shit. Though. I'm like, you putting
your. Remember
best
when we seen him? It was me, you, and my cousin had went downtown, and we was just walking. Remember we caught the people mover?
Yeah, I remember that. I never seen him.
It was at the what concert was that? Was it the white party?
Oh, it wasn't at the white party. We saw him?
Yeah.
I didn't know who he was.
Yeah.
I didn't even realize that shit. I just remember that girl probably who would move on my way.
Yeah. Probably because I like quickly hold him like, the fuck, bitch?
Oh, yeah. No.
Yeah.
We're not doing that. Yeah. Thanks, though. Thanks for coming. What else we got? Do we have anything else to talk about later?
Yeah, I want to talk about 50 Cent, bro. 50 Cent is disrespectful.
How you going to do your son like that?
Don't disrespect my man.
I love
He's 50. Disrespectful.
But first of all, like I was just telling you guys, his son hang with his enemy. Like, his son legit hang with the people that try to kill him. Like, I don't care. Regardless of if my daddy wasn't ever shit, I'm not going to go hang with nobody that tried to kill him.
Never.
Like, never.
Or even disrespect.
But I don't even feel like his daddy was shit. I feel like his daddy took care of him.
He did.
And he shouldn't be acting like a whole-ass nigga.
He said, I don't know, I haven't seen no paperwork about it, but he said he gave him 1.3 $3.6 million and they just spent it.
Yeah,
like just spent it.
I know for facts 50 had bought his baby mama a house and she had moved her nigga in there in the house.
Yeah,
well, like, 50 together. Cent, it's not your business who I move in here.
50 Cent fucking burned that motherfucker down. Yes, the fuck he did.
Why? We're not together. Down. You don't want to be with me.
Why are you moving all these broke ass niggas in my house?
I'm just supposed to sit in this bitch by myself because we not together.
I wouldn't say that, but if I'm buying you a house, at least.
And this nigga ain't paying no bills in that bitch and he living for free off
me. You don't want to be with me. What is it not
But
you?
No, I do.
Bro, but
like,
you can go see that nigga at his house. He don't got to live in my house.
This my house.
But no, I do understand that. Like, because I'm buying you a house. You feel me?
You don't.
You can move somebody in. I'm not saying you can't have a significant other, but don't be fucking with no broke nigga. I'm 50 Cent. You're not about to be fucking with no broke nigga and you my baby mama.
We're not
going
to
do this.
Yeah, I'm not going with that. Mm-hmm. I'm just saying
you can't have a nigga that you going to move a nigga in my house and he can't even keep the lights on? He can't keep the water on? He can't even help pay the taxes?
Was she still asking him for money or?
He was paying. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Never mind.
He's never stopped taking care of her.
She was taking care of shit, and then he was just like, "Why you got this broke nigga in my house? Whoever I choose to be with out after you is not your business if we're not together."
I think when he stopped taking care of his baby mama was when the whole him and Rick Ross thing popped off. I think that's when he stopped taking care of his baby mama, because that's when you start hearing about his son. You start hearing about his baby mama, but in the beginning of 50 career, you didn't hear shit about them.
That's crazy.
You didn't hear nothing about his baby mama doing crazy stuff. You didn't hear him anything treating his son wrong. Like, you didn't hear none of that
until
after the Rick Ross thing.
I really want the fact
that his son is hanging around the niggas that tried to kill him, you don't have no type of respect for me. I don't care what my dad did. You know what I'm saying?
I'm not ever. How could you? How?
And know it.
How?
And actually know I'm not about to do it.
I don't care how I feel about my dad.
And you know what? I kind of got a feeling like the whole Ghost and Tyreek situation is legit him and his son.
That's when you just said it, didn't I? I was like, that sounds like some real life.
But just in a different kind of form. Like,
it's very possible. Yeah. How y'all feel about Tekashi?
Go to jail, you fucking rapist.
Yeah.
Wow. That sums that up.
I just feel like don't try to live our culture if you can't handle the shit that comes behind.
And not for anybody who exploits our culture. And fuck Nicki Minaj for deciding that she was going to enable that bullshit. Yeah, your verse was fire. I'm still mad, though.
What you mean she was going to enable what?
Okay.
And why would you do a feature with him? Why would you give him
this
work
This is one
out?
Thing I have to say about Nicki. When everybody was calling Tyga a pedophile for messing with Kylie Jenner, you even took it as far as
to wear
a shirt that says pedophile to talk about him. Mm-hmm. And that was supposed to be your label mate.
Okay. Young Money Bunny.
One band, one song. You know what I'm saying? I'm not about to try to hold my label mate.
Period.
Two, you turn around, your brother is a pedophile.
No, really. But you standing child. But you had all his court calls.
And then you did all this. You talked about Tyga. You shaded him. And then not only do you have a song with him now, he's in your latest video. Like,
not doing shit. Just wearing twists. Enjoying life. Wearing twists and enjoying life. I wish I could be with Tyga.
Nicki, sweetie, I don't ever want to hear anything about you talking about you real and you loyal.
Oh, well, she's proved that time and time again.
Especially with Drake.
Yeah, I know.
So anybody that's walking around calling themselves a Barb or a Nicki advocate or just stands with her.
Grow up.
I can't take, you're not loyal. You can, because you're
shady.
You're shady.
Because she's shady.
Yeah.
And if you support shade, then you are shade.
All right, that's where I draw the line here.
Don't get me wrong, because I like Nicki.
Y'all throwing a lot of shots, and y'all going to have a lot of barbs on our heads. Ladies, Uncut and Unbothered does not support that last statement. Please
fuck you and the rest of your crew.
Because I take your nigga.
And I keep mine too, bitch.
Strikes on his ass, so he caught his pussy tigger.
Hey,
first of all.
Rich ass, scam ass nigga. But no, and just one last thing. If you over the age of 25 calling yourself a barb.
Enough said.
We're going to get out of here. Thanks for joining in.
uncut and unmotherfucking.
This is uncut, unbothered. Did we do the bio?
We didn't. In the world we haven't done it in like the last 3 weeks.
In a world where labels mean so much,
we choose to define ourselves uncut and unbothered. Is the podcast about three young, black, educated women?
Damn, it's three.
Saying what the fuck they want, how the fuck they want.
When the fuck they want to.
Thank you. Follow us on Instagram. Follow us on Facebook. Follow us personally. Your girl, Head Witch, Bitch, All Fronts, and my lovely co-hosts.
Miss D. Hey. Also Dama. Daughter 2 underscores on the gram. You can find me on Mean as DD on Twitter.
You can find me stuffing a wood near you.
Yep, she goes.
It's your girl T Street.
Spell it, bitch, because we know you want to.
YUPSHEKOLD.
Bitch. And feel free to send all dick pics to our DM. We are judging. And
we got a dick pic contest going on.
And you know, your girl Miss D is winning.
Okay, best dick pic wins. You may be a feature
on our
show. I'm
taking pussy pics too, ladies.
Oh, yeah,
best nudes win. Open the competition. Send them to our DM, Uncut and Unbothered on IG. And we will send you a number. The best picture will get a feature on our site. How y'all ladies feel about that?
That's cool.
Okay.
All right.
That's good.
Bye.